Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. This poem was written by a British nobleman named Byron. It's one of the most famous descriptions of physical beauty ever written. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that's how they have to look if they want to be beautiful. We're going to meet one of those girls on today's Adventure in Odyssey, and we'll get started right after this. It's a fine summer's day here at Wits End. Nothing much is happening. In fact, the most exciting thing going on is a drink contest between Melanie and Tracy. They're at the counter slurping away. Let's see who's winning.
I win!
Nuh-uh! I got to the bottom first.
You did not? Look, you still have some soda left.
That's ice!
Since when is ice brown? Huh? Huh? Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, Melanie?
Is that ice or soda on the bottom of Tracy's glass?
Well, looks like soda to me.
See?
All right, you win. Big accomplishment. Ow, my lungs hurt.
Look, there she is again.
Huh?
Through the window.
Who are you looking at?
Monica Winters. See? There up front. She's wearing that blouse I was telling you about, Tracy.
Wow, no kidding.
Well, it's a pretty blouse.
Do you know how old she is, Mr. Whittaker?
Monica? Oh, 15 or 16.
She's 11.
You're kidding.
Nope. Doesn't she look great?
She's an attractive girl, but 11? It must be the way she dresses.
Wait, here she comes.
She's coming this way. Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Melanie. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Monica. Nice blouse.
What, this? It's okay, I guess. Mr. Whittaker, would you mind if I waited in here for my mother? She's supposed to meet me out front, but it's so hot.
Well, of course I don't mind.
You want to sit here? With us?
I better wait by the window so I can see when she drives up.
Would you like something to drink while you wait? Water? Soda? Float?
Nothing, thank you. I'm on a diet.
A diet? At your age?
I wouldn't look right in these clothes otherwise.
Excuse me for saying so, but I think you could stand to gain some weight. Did your doctor put you on a diet?
No. My mom thought it'd be a good idea because of the modeling contest.
Contest?
What modeling contest?
The Young Miss Odyssey modeling
contest. Sponsored exclusively by Rathbun's Electric Palace and Camera Shoppy. Here you go, girls. Have a look at my flyer.
Thanks, Mr. Rathbun. Look, Melanie.
10 to 12-year-olds only. The contest for the big girls comes later in the year.
Bart, and I should have figured.
Pretty smart, huh? It'll get people in the store, new clientele. The winner of the contest will get an entire portfolio of photos taken by a professional from Chicago. Who knows? This could launch a modeling career for some lucky girl. Yeah, you signed up earlier today, didn't you, sweetie?
Monica. Yes, sir.
Hey, you're a cute kid. You should do all right. What about you girls, huh?
Bart, I don't want you promoting this nonsense in my shop.
Nonsense? Nonsense? Are you pulling my leg? I mean, what are you, anti-opportunity or something? It'll give the girls a chance to show their stuff and be a lot of fun in the process. What is not to like?
A contest like this promotes all the wrong things, as if a person's physical appearance is more important than anything else.
You think beauty contests are wrong?
No, not all of them. Not those that emphasize other qualities, but beauty isn't everything.
Isn't it?
There's my mom. See you later.
Yeah, I guess I should be going too. Just think about it, will you girls?
Goodbye, Bart.
Yeah. Yeah, see you around the schoolyard.
My parents would never let me enter a contest like that anyway.
Good for them.
What about you, Melanie?
Huh? Me? Nah, I can enter a modeling contest.
Then if you don't mind, I'll just take this flyer and put it in the trash where it belongs.
Bye, Mr. Whittaker.
Bye, girls.
But it could be kind of fun.
Why can't I enter?
Don't you think I can win?
It's not a question of whether you can win or not. Your father and I simply don't think it's appropriate for you to enter a modeling contest.
Frankly, I don't think beauty pageants are appropriate for anyone, particularly girls your age. It emphasizes all the wrong things.
That's what Mr. Whitaker said.
And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
But what's wrong with it? Monica Winters entered it.
That's Monica Winters.
But why do her parents let her do everything? They let her wear nice clothes.
You have nice clothes.
But not the latest stuff. And she gets to wear makeup.
We talked about that, Melanie. You're too young.
But how come I'm too young and Monica Winters isn't?
She is too young.
That's not what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks she's beautiful and so grown up.
She's too grown up, Melanie. Sweetheart, you'll have years and years of being an adult, doing adult things.
More years than you have as a child.
So what's the hurry? Mm-hmm. We want you to enjoy your life now, as a young girl, while you can. Womanhood will come soon enough. Do you understand?
No.
Well, then you'll have to take our word for it.
But Monica says that...
What Monica Winters does is between her and her parents. But you belong to us for now, and I'm sorry, but you're not entering that contest.
So what are you going to do about the contest?
What can I do? My parents said I couldn't enter. They make me so mad sometimes. I bet Monica's parents don't care what she does.
Are we almost there yet?
Almost. Quit whining, will ya?
We'd be swimming at the pool by now.
With a million other kids. This little swimming hole is the best in the world. Robin and I swim there all the time.
With all this walking, I'll be too tired to swim. I hope it's...
Shh! What's that?
What?
That noise. Don't you hear it?
Don't try to scare me.
I'm serious. It sounds like someone's crying. Hello?
Cut it out, Melanie.
It stopped. Is anybody there?
Hello?
Monica!
Good grief! Are you trying to give us a heart attack?
Sorry. I was just... What are you guys doing out in the woods?
We're going swimming, if we ever get to the place.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just... walking.
Oh. Because it sounded like somebody was crying, and I saw that...
Where are you going swimming?
There's a pond just ahead.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. You actually swim in it?
Why not? You want to come?
I better not. I'm not really, you know...
You're afraid you're going to get the mousse in your hair all wet?
Yeah, there aren't any fashion photographers up there.
Well, come on, you know you want to. But I don't have a swimming suit.
So, take off your shoes and swim in what you got on. It'll be fun.
I guess I could for a while.
Last one to the pond, the rotten egg.
No fair.
Hey, wait up.
Well, good morning, Whit.
Well, hello, Dale. What brings our illustrious editor to Whit's End in the middle of the work morning?
Work.
Oh?
Yeah, an assignment, if you're interested.
Me? Well, I'm listening.
Melanie told me last night that you have some pretty strong opinions about Bart Rathbone's modeling contest.
Oh, that. Well, yes, I do.
I was wondering if you'd be willing to write your objections out for the Odyssey Times. A guest editorial of sorts. I think our readers need to understand the problems with contests that highlight a person's looks. Will you do it?
Well, I'd be honored, Dale.
Ah, good. How much time do you need?
How much time do I have?
This afternoon, so it'll make the evening edition?
Consider it done.
I don't know about you guys, but all that swimming has made me hungry.
Yeah, I know.
Come on in. We can make popcorn or something.
Nice house.
It's okay, I guess. Come on in. This has been the best time I've had...
Monica!
Hi, Mom. I want you to meet...
Look at you. What have you done to yourself?
I went swimming with Melanie and Tracy.
Hi.
Hello.
You're a mess. Your clothes are soaked.
Yeah, we went...
And your hair. Oh, we spent such a long time on it this morning. It was so beautiful. What's gotten into you?
I went swimming in a pond up by...
I suppose everyone has seen you like this.
No... I don't
you come
think
in and get
so.
Changed right away.
But...
And I have to ask your little friends to go home.
We were just leaving anyway.
Yeah.
But, Mom...
See you, Monica. Bye.
Goodbye, girls. Perhaps we'll have you back again sometime.
But, Mom, I wanted them to stay.
Oh, what am I going to do with you, Monica?
But we were having fun.
Oh, darling.
I just went swimming with some friends.
Those girls? Monica.
What? What did I do wrong?
A couple of giggling little girls. Your friends. You're more mature than that. Remember?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
It's nothing to be sorry about. It's all right. Now go up and get changed. Your father will be home soon, and we can't have you looking like a droopy sponge.
Yes, ma'am. Tracy?
Yeah?
Do you remember once when I said I'd be happier if I could be like Monica?
Yeah.
Well, I take it back. I don't think she's very happy at all.
We'll return with today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Well, there you are, Whit. The evening edition, hot off the presses and being delivered all over town.
Thank you very much.
Your article is on page 4, editorial section. A model example of what's wrong with modeling contests, by John A. Whitaker.
Well, it sure looks impressive.
Yeah.
Have you had any response?
A little early. Probably tomorrow. Though there's one person I expect we'll hear from tonight.
Whitaker!
Or sooner.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was good that I stopped by, seeing that the two of you are together.
What can I do for you, Bart?
I was browsing through the evening edition of the Odyssey Times, and, well, you can imagine my surprise when I saw a very big article by a certain John A. Whitaker attacking me in print. Character assassination is what I think they call it.
Character assassination? I don't remember mentioning you in the article.
Guilt by association.
Oh.
You were picking on my modeling contest. And I mean, come on, fellas. What is the big idea?
It's like I told you yesterday, Bart. I think...
Hey. I read your article. What do you want? It is a free country. I mean, what's the matter? You got something against beauty?
No, but I'm against people who try to exploit beauty to serve their own selfish ends. Kids have a hard enough time growing up without the added pressure of competing against each other for looks.
That is just one person's opinion.
Two, actually.
Yeah, well, I think it was pretty tacky to go after me in an article. You call that journalism?
I call it an editorial.
You had no right.
We had every right. It's a free country. Or haven't you heard of freedom of speech?
Yeah, I heard of it. And I think it's a shame when people take advantage of it like this.
You mean when they say things you don't like?
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Rathbone, if you'd like to write a rebuttal, I'll provide the space.
Hey! I am no writer. I am a businessman, one who advertises, Mr. Jacobs. And if this is what I can expect in your newspaper, I guess I'll just have to withdraw my massive advertising campaign. See how you like them apples. Good day, gents.
Did he spend a lot of money on a massive advertising campaign in the paper?
Massive advertising campaign? He took 2 lines in the classified ads to sell his son's mini bike.
You don't
mean it. Monica, wait up.
Hi.
Hello, Melanie.
I haven't seen you since we went swimming.
I've been getting ready for the modeling contest.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's the big day, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to meet Tracy at Wits End. You want to come? We're going to get some ice cream and go to the park.
I can't. I'm not allowed to have any ice cream. I have to lose more weight so I can fit into the outfit Mom bought for me.
You want to lose more weight? You're already too skinny. No offense.
There's no such thing as being too skinny. People like you more if you're thin.
I'm not too sure about that.
I am. Look at all the prettiest stars and models. You think anybody would like them if they were fat?
Well...
Thin and slender. That's the best way to look.
But... We're just kids. Who cares?
I do. Nobody would notice me otherwise.
Yes, they would. Well, I would. I mean, you know. I used to think you were cool because of the way you looked. But when we went swimming the other day, I liked you because of you.
Really?
Yeah. Look, let's go to Wits End.
I can't.
They're having a rehearsal for the contest at the community center, and I have to be there.
Too bad.
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to rehearse?
No, I don't want to be in the contest.
What?
I don't.
But I thought you liked contests like that.
No, I didn't want to do it. Then why are you? Because...
Monica, what are you doing?
Mom, I'm going to rehearsal.
And I've been waiting for you at the house, remember? I said I'd pick up your dress and meet you back at the house.
Oh.
Now hurry up and get in. We're going to be late.
You want to come, Melanie?
I can't. I have to meet Tracy.
Oh. See you later, then.
Bye.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Mom.
You mind if I sit down? I don't want to interrupt your, what are you doing?
Just watching the sun go down and thinking.
About?
Monica and the contest tomorrow. Are you sure we can't go?
Positive. Your father's made it very clear that he doesn't want us there on principle, and I agree with him.
I guess I do, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's just kind of sad, that's all.
What?
Monica. She said today that she didn't want to enter the contest.
Then why did she?
I don't know. But I think her mom made her.
Ah. Well, I don't know Mrs. Winters, but...
But what?
Well, sometimes parents don't realize what kind of pressure they put on their children to compete, to look good, to grow up too fast. It's,
sad.
Yeah, sad.
I'm glad you're letting me be just a girl.
So am I, Mel. So am I. Coming. Hello.
Oh, hi.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm Mrs. Winters, Monica's mother. And I was wondering if she is here.
Oh, I don't think so.
Melanie!
Yeah?
Is Monica up there with you?
No, she's supposed to be at the contest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Winters. Is everything all right?
Oh, yes, I'm sure it'll be fine. My daughter has moments of irresponsibility. You understand. She's probably nervous about the contest and went out for a walk.
I see.
I'm sorry I bothered you. Goodbye.
Mom, who was that?
Mrs. Winters, looking for Monica.
Monica's missing?
I don't know. Mrs. Winters can't seem to find her. She thought maybe Monica went out for a walk or came here.
She didn't want to do the contest, Mom. I told you.
Do you think she ran away?
Uh-huh. And I think I know where she ran away to. Tracy and I were walking to the pond, and I thought I heard somebody crying. It was around here somewhere.
Wait. Listen.
Over that way. That's where we saw her.
There she is.
Monica?
Go away.
Monica, are you all right? Your parents are looking all over for you.
Go away, please.
Oh, we can't. Are you all right?
It didn't fit.
What?
I didn't lose enough weight for the contest, and the dress didn't fit. Everything's ruined.
The new dress your mom bought?
It didn't fit. I can't go to the contest. I'll look silly in front of everyone.
Oh, you won't look silly, sweetheart. I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding.
But Mom bought the dress special, and I made a mess of everything. I didn't lose enough.
Oh, nobody cares about that, Monica. Your parents just want to know that you're all right. Why don't you come back with us?
They'll never forgive me. It's all a mess.
There's nothing to forgive.
It was just a silly contest anyway.
Take my hand. Come on. We'll all walk back together.
I don't feel very good.
We'll help you. Take your other arm, Melanie. She looks exhausted.
Come on, Monica.
See Daisy.
But I don't feel good.
Mom!
Monica! Monica!
She passed out!
I'll carry her, Melanie. You run ahead and get your father.
Okay.
And call an ambulance.
Here's your coffee, Mom.
Thank you, sweetheart.
The vending machine didn't have any diet drinks left, so I got you regular. Okay, Mrs. Winters?
Yes, fine. Thank you. How long do those doctors need? They just want to make sure it's all right.
If you were hoping to get to the contest, you better forget it. It started 10 minutes ago.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. Oh, thank you for waiting so long. If you want to go...
Oh, no, we don't mind.
It's all just a misunderstanding, you see. Monica obviously got some wild ideas in her head. Who knows where they come from? Children and their ideas.
Sometimes they come from us.
Us?
Well, we don't realize what we're telling them. We talk to them like adults when they're still hearing us like kids.
Maybe so.
I'm Mrs. Winters.
Here.
Hello, I'm Dr. Evans, and this is Dr. Lawrence, the hospital counselor.
Counselor? What's wrong? Where's Monica?
Monica's fine, Mrs. Winters. But frankly, she's a bit fatigued and undernourished.
Undernourished?
Yes, it seems she's been starving herself in order to lose weight.
Oh, that girl.
If you'd be willing, I'd like both you and your daughter to spend some time in counseling with me.
Counseling?
Yes. If you'll come with us, you can see your daughter, and we can work out some of the details.
Yes, yes, of course.
Mom, I don't think I get what just happened.
Well, Melanie, it means that help is on its way for Monica and Mrs. Winters.
Monica?
What?
What happens when you meet with that counselor?
Well, we just talk about things, and now Mom meets with another counselor, and that's all.
That's all?
I guess that's not all. Things are different at home now. Better. Mom and I are having a lot of fun together. She doesn't push me so hard anymore. See? I've been putting on weight. I can even wear my old bathing suit now.
Is that good?
The doctor says it is. I'm the right weight for my size and age.
Come on, guys. All this talk is making me hungry.
So, you want a mouthful of something cold and refreshing?
Sure.
Then take some of this.
Flashing me!
You know, every generation has different ideas of what it means to be beautiful. For instance, the poem I read earlier was written almost 200 years ago. These days, people look to magazine ads and television commercials to define beauty. That's the problem with basing beauty on outer appearance. It's always changing. How much better to define beauty the way God does? By looking inside, like it says in 1 Samuel 16:7, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.